A quick item for you before the break. Nothing like a major construction project to unearth interesting stuff from the past. The UK seems to specialize in such discoveries. Remember 6 years ago when the remains of King Richard III were found beneath a parking lot? It's happened again. Not a monarch this time, but a rare find all the same.
I arrived on site and the skeleton was lying on his front with his arm around his head.
That's Lucy Altenberg speaking to the BBC. She and a team of archaeological conservators were recently called to a construction site in London. The city is replacing part of its centuries-old sewer system with a massive tunnel next to the Thames River. The skeleton was male, dating back to the late 1400s or early 1500s. The way the body was found suggests a not exactly natural death. And there was something else preserved on the skeleton, footwear.
Which were knee-high boots, leather boots, which we later found to have flaps kind of folding over his knees, which is very unusual to find boots, but this was unusual in itself because it doesn't really match any kind of other boots that we found in London. It's not something you see every day. I mean, even as a conservator, I'd never seen that before.
So who was this man who'd seemingly died a sudden death wearing thigh-high leather boots? You may think goth, you may think fashionista. Nah.
We think that from his location where we found him at the super sewer site, he was probably a fisherman or a mudlarker, so kind of roaming around the shore, and would have worn these boots basically to keep himself from getting wet. And we found some moss inside of the boots while we were cleaning them, so maybe he even stuffed them to keep himself warm.
Whatever his profession, conservators like Lucy Altenberg say that, even by the standards of his day, the man with the boots led a hard life.